KBLA 1580 Santa Monica.
I'm Esther Dillard, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. The first ever tropical storm watch is posted for Southern California after Hurricane Hillary strengthened in the Pacific. Hillary remains a powerful Category 4 storm, packing top winds of 145 miles per hour as it moves to the northwest. A federal judge is denying former President Donald Trump's request to put off a civil trial in E. Jean Carroll's defamation lawsuit against him, keeping the trial set for January. While Trump denies writer Carroll's accusations of raping her in a Manhattan department store in the 90s, a jury did find him liable for sexual battery earlier this year. And in the Big Apple, school bus drivers throughout the city could be on strike as the start of the school year approaches. New York's school bus drivers union contract expired back in June, and an agreement has yet to be reached. And that's the latest. I'm Esther Dillard from the Black Information Network and BINnews.com.
Need an accident attorney by your side? All you got to do is call the accident guys.
Injured in a car accident or at work? Call the accident guys to speak with a real expert attorney for a free consultation.
KBLA Talk 1580 is dedicated to empowering our communities by providing progressive talk radio for our audience. We strive to be an intersectional voice for the voiceless. As a Black-owned and operated station, we are committed to highlighting diverse perspectives and creating safe spaces for meaningful dialogue. We believe that everyone has something unique to bring to these political, economic, social, and cultural conversations. And we don't shy away from the hard conversations about current events. We endeavor to be a beacon of hope and understanding by boldly challenging listeners to think more deeply about difficult topics that impact us all. With this in mind, our mission statement at KBLA Talk 1580 is simple: to create an inclusive platform that promotes civil discourse through honest dialogue and encourages personal growth among our listeners so they can become the active agents of change. Our vision is to establish ourselves as the premier radio network with relevant programming across the beloved community, connecting people through shared experiences and collective power for lasting impact beyond these challenging times.
The views and opinions expressed and resources shared on this program are strictly informational and should not be substituted for medical advice or evaluation.
I told you I don't need to talk to nobody.
My daughter's losing weight. She sleeps all the time and has terrible moods.
My drinking ain't the problem. You nagging me is the problem.
Problems and pressure are at the backdrop of everyday life, impacting our physical, mental, and spiritual health. But where are the solutions? And who is concerned about the family? The Urban Family. Presenting Urban Family Focus, hosted by Reverend Gerald Smith, here on KBLA Talk 1580.
Good morning, KBLA Talk 1580 family. This is Reverend Gerald, the life coach and addiction counselor, and you're listening to Urban Family Focus. We're that show that talks about things that, in my opinion, should be talked about daily in African-American households. Things like addiction, mental illness, health and wellness, conflict resolution, financial literacy, and how to move through grief. If it affects the Urban Family, we bring attention to it and we provide resources and answers to all your questions about it. Our goal is to make sure when you get up early on a Saturday morning, you catch that worm of wisdom, opportunity, resources, and motivation to live your best life. Speaking of living your best life, our word for the week comes from somebody that didn't want to leave their name, but they gave us something good to think about. They said, exercise not only changes your body, but it changes your mind, your attitude, and your mood. So I want you to tell all your friends and family to download the KBLA 1580 app so they can listen anytime, anywhere. We've got a lot to talk about here on KBLA Talk 1580. And all month long, this has been National Black Business Month. And today, our guest is an entrepreneur who makes her living helping others live a healthier life, not just physically, but mentally and spiritually as well. Dominique Thomas is a certified personal trainer, nutrition coach, wellness coach, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Well and Fit Coaching LLC. She also has an active line wear. She not only makes you look good, she makes you feel good, and, you know, and then she gives you some clothes to put on that new look that you've developed while you work out with her. Dominique is committed to her purpose to move, encourage, and inspire everyone to live a healthier life. She's a graduate of Cal State University Fullerton with a bachelor's in kinesiology with a focus on health and fitness promotion. Dominique, welcome to Urban Family Focus.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I feel so blessed to be here.
Well, we're glad that you are here. And since you're here, tell us a little bit about your journey to becoming owner of Well and Fit Coaching LLC. You know, give us that backstory.
So like you said, I graduated from Cal State Fullerton, and I've had positions as a private trainer. I've worked for public companies as well. And the biggest thing is they were just selling. They were selling personal training packages. And I really wanted to work on the whole man or whole woman, physically, mentally, spiritually. We talk about nutrition and sleep, all those types of things. So I wanted to focus on the whole man. So that's why I created Well and Fit Coaching, to bridge the wellness and the fitness together.
Yeah, so I was looking up some of the things that we talked about earlier, and I know you're a wellness educator, you're a life coach. You know, you've been involved in athletics as you were growing up.
Yes.
So when you talk about the whole person, you know, and particularly in our community, you know, I don't want to use the word victim, because we're not victims. We're conquerors. We're overcomers.
Yes.
But because of the stresses and traumas that we've had to endure throughout the history here, and in particularly in this country, since that's where we're focused, it takes effects in different ways. And our health and wellness, you know, our physical, mental, and spiritual health is impacted by this consistent trauma. We talk about that a lot on this station and on this show. So you decided, you know, after studying kinesiology, you know, and learning more about the body, that you were going to make that your life. Now, so when someone comes to you, what's the first thing you assess or tell them?
Well, I start off where they're at. Mm-hmm. So a lot of my clients are women of color. Mm-hmm. So we start off where they're at. What are they doing? You know, what does that actually look like? And I like to get to know the person first. Like, what are your stressors through your day to day? Like, what are those things that are making you not take care of yourself?
Right.
So I address those things first, because those are the things that really matter. And then we can move into, you know, all the technical things or whatsoever.
Well, and you said, why are you not taking care of yourself? In a lot of cases, they may believe that they're taking care of themselves, that what they're doing is what we were all taught. You know, growing up, we were all taught, you know, eat those four basic food groups at one time on one plate. And, you know, now we know that that was something that was presented to us in the early stages of America, because we were an agricultural society and we had to use all the products that we were making to keep the society going. Now we know that eating certain foods together is not a good thing,
right.
You know, so we've evolved from that. So there are a lot of us who think we're doing the right thing because we're eating healthy. We're eating what grandma ate. We're doing the things that we've been doing for centuries.
Right.
And it turns out maybe it's not the right thing. So how do you approach that person who thinks they got it together, but, you know, you find in your dialogue with them, they need to make some changes?
Yeah, I find that most of my clients have the same issue. It is a lot of the nutrition, but it's a lot of things like for because most of my clients are professional women.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of just putting yourself on the back burner when you're out. You're not eating healthy things. You're just grabbing, you know, you're just grabbing things or fast food or whatever that may be. So it's important for them to actually be intentional when it comes to what they're consuming, but then also what they're doing from day to day. So what you're watching, what you're listening to. Like I said, I want to focus on the whole person. So I feel like it's more than food, but food is a huge aspect of it all.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard sometimes to get out of those habits and switch it up because you have been used to doing that for so long.
Yeah, it's everything we do is habitual, even if it's a good habit. It's still habitual. And we get into our grooves, you know, our routine, most people call it. And in particular, if we think we're doing the right thing, I know,
you know, I called myself eating healthy for most of my life. I've been a vegan, you know, vegetarian, right. pescatarian, all of those things. But as life goes on and, you know, things change, mm-hmm. your metabolism changes. So you have to be able to adjust and feel yourself. So where does that intuitive instinct that you have come from that can sense when you need to make a change with what you do?
So I always say that I get my passion from my mom and mm-hmm. I get my wisdom from my father and my drive from my father. Mm-hmm. So that passion of what I do comes from those two people. They literally have been conscious with me about my health for the longest time because I ran track and field all the way from four all the way through college. Mm-hmm. So I've always been conscious of those things. But the biggest thing that keeps me intentional was at the age of 30, I'm 37 now, I started looking at my family and I started seeing those diseases that are common in the African-American community.
Right.
I was looking at diabetes, hypertension, heart failure. Mm-hmm. So I started looking at those things and I was very much still eating healthy, but I really was like, something needs to change. Something mm-hmm. needs to happen. So I started with myself. Mm-hmm. For me, my choice is I'm a pescatarian mm-hmm. with a side of bacon.
Uh-oh.
I can't
no.
give up the bacon yet.
No.
But but for the most part, I eat pescatarian. My children don't like it, but hey, it is what it is.
I have evolved to that after being a vegan for, I was a vegan for 15 years mm-hmm. and I went back to eating seafood on occasion, mm-hmm. but time made me change again. You know, as I got older, certain things that I was doing that I thought was healthy mm-hmm. and okay, eating tuna, for example, I'm a big tuna fish fan and my wife travels. So if she's gone for three or four days, I'd make me a big bowl of tuna and I'd eat tuna sandwiches every day because I liked it, you know, but now that I'm 70 years old, I can't eat tuna every day because I get this thing they call gout.
Mm-hmm, you know? Right.
So, you know, you have to make those adjustments. So we're going to continue to talk about not what we need to do physically, but mentally and spiritually to stay healthy when we come forward here on KBLA Talk 1580.
Healthy lives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KBLA Talk 1580.
The Los Angeles Urban League helps African American and others in underserved communities achieve true social parity, economic self-reliance, and civil rights. For over 100 years, Los Angeles Urban League has ensured our communities have access to careers with living wages, opportunities to start and grow businesses, and clear pathways to personal and professional growth. Programs like BizCamp, Construction Career Academy, BA Business Ready, and BWARP, the Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program are examples of the ongoing events designed to make our centennial mission to rebuild Black Wall Street right here in LA a reality. To sign up for our newsletter or to support the Los Angeles Urban League with your time, talent, and donations, visit laul.org. That's laul.org. The Los Angeles Urban League is a proud sponsor of Urban Family Focus Saturdays at 7 a.m. on KBLA Talk 1580.
Are you looking to steer your career in a new direction? Driving for the Culver City Bus can be your ticket to a long-lasting career with excellent benefits and paid training. Culver City Bus is looking for customer service and safety-minded bus operators to join the growing team. Culver City Bus offers on-the-job paid training, uniform allowance, and health benefits. Culver City Bus are now even putting their money in your pocket with the one-time $2,500 sign-on bonus. Let us connect you with an essential service job. If you enjoy driving, seek real opportunities for career advancement, and passionate about making a difference in your community, then we invite you to join the team. Start your journey by submitting an application at culvercity.org/job. For more information, visit culvercitybus.com or call the live customer service operator at 310-253-6500. Again, 350-253-6500.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
AutoZone is more than a parts store. It's where we help you solve problems like,
sorry I'm late, my battery died.
And,
I need a jump, again.
At America's number one battery destination, you can find the right battery at the right price with options starting at only $89.99. And we offer free battery testing and charging whenever you need it. Get the parts and help you need to get the job done right at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Derek Jeter as the pinch hitter for your baseball team.
Jeter, you're in. We need a home run.
I'll give it a try. I've swung a bat once or twice.
That's out of here.
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and AM member FDIC.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor, and we're having a conversation about health and wellness this morning with Dominique Thomas, who is a certified nutrition coach and wellness coach, and she's also the owner of Well and Fit Coaching, LLC. Dominique, we heard a little bit about you earlier, and we talked about, you know, why we, particularly as African Americans, need to pay close attention to what we do and what we eat and how we think. And, you know, people think about the physical aspects of wellness, but you and I know that the most important thing is how we think, the mind. So tell us a little bit about, you know, your position that you take and how you get to know people and get into that mind first before you get into the body.
Yeah, so everything happens in the mind first, as most people know. When it comes to fitness or whether eating better, it's very important to have a growth mindset for you to think of, you know, where you're starting and where you're actually going. So you can be in, you know, the contemplation state of things and you're like, well, I'm just going to sit here. But how do we plan? How do we move to action? So that's what I really like to find out. Like, where are you at? What do you currently do right now to actually, you know, on your health and fitness journey, where are you at? But it is important. And that's another thing that I tie into. I do these things called wellness workouts with my clients to bring it full circle. So it's not just the physical. It could be anything like just being aware, seeing people that day, creating a gratitude wall, just so they'll work on their mental health or bringing that awareness to their wellness instead of just focusing on the physical.
Yeah, most of the people who are successful, regardless of the profession or what they do for a living, it starts with what we like to call visioning. You have to see yourself where you want to go.
Yes.
Before you can get there, mm-hmm. Before you can put that plan together, take those steps towards getting there. It has to start with the vision, the image that you have in your mind. And So many of us are so caught up in the day-to-day, we don't take time to spend some time during that day actually visioning and spending some quiet time with ourselves and seeing that path that we're trying to create for ourselves, and then seeking help from professionals like yourself, mm-hmm. doctors, whoever you may seek help from to help you get there.
Yes. So in addition to that, I think it's super important for clients and just regular people just to have like a wellness routine. Mm-hmm. Because I mean, I have a wellness routine in the mornings as well. I start off with prayer and daily devotional, but I also like to listen to like things that are motivational or podcasts, mm-hmm. That help me, you know, get up and start the day going. I think that's very important. And I think that's a component that's missing. I always tell people, if you are looking just to lose weight, I'm not the trainer for you, because mm-hmm. we're going to get into talking about your mental health and your emotional health, mm-hmm. and things that are affecting you that way. And it does. It makes a world of difference. It really does.
Yeah. I mean, mental, you know, anybody that listens to Urban Family Focus knows my opinion on this, but I actually believe mental health is the biggest issue that we have in the country, let alone in our community, because we tend to shy away from those conversations. But unless we address those things, because the overeating and a lot of these habits that we have are no different than any other addiction that we may have. And like you say, you know, you go through the contemplation stage, you got to move to action, then you got to move to maintenance, and then mm-hmm. you got to keep from going back to those old habits. And that's the same routine we go through, you know, in the mental health and addiction process.
You know? Absolutely.
So, and speaking of being addicted to food, mm-hmm. whenever I have the opportunity to talk to somebody with your expertise, I always bring up the issue of obesity, mm-hmm. as a disease, mm-hmm. you know, and it's a touchy subject. A lot of people take it personal. You know, I talk to a lot of other people who are ministers, pastors, and mm-hmm. some of them, don't want to address it to the congregation for the simple fact that it's so prevalent in the congregation. They're afraid they're going to offend somebody and somebody's not going to come back and those kinds of things. And I get that. And I understand that there's a process here, but we have to talk about it.
Yes.
When we think of it, 49.6%. Now, this is not Reverend Gerald. This is the statistics that, okay, you know, our health industry, you know, puts out there that anybody can look up and read. Almost half of the African-American population is obese. I'm not saying overweight. I'm saying are defined as obese, and there is a difference. Mm-hmm. And out of that half, 57% of African American women suffer from this disease, I'll call it. Mm-hmm. So it's a serious disease, it's chronic, it's complex, you know, it's progressive. So since I have you here and since you have the knowledge, let's talk about that a little bit.
Absolutely. I have worked with Black women. I feel like my whole professional career. I used to do health education for the Black Infant Health Program in Riverside County, and I ran into a lot of the issues of obesity, and it comes along with so many other problems that we are aware of, but it seems like we don't want to necessarily do anything about it, because like we said, it does start in the mind. Mm-hmm. So I find that there's just different reasons that women of color just don't want to exercise. It could be like fear of sweating out your hair.
That's one of them.
It's also they get in the gym and they don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's also the obesity or the extra weight that they're carrying is causing damage on their joints and different pains and things like that. So they would refuse to do it. But it definitely is something in our community that needs to be addressed. And it's not. It could come off negative, but it's not something that's negative. I like to just straight up just give people the facts like I do people's body fat percentages. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, here are the numbers. I'm not lying to you. Mm-hmm. What are we going to now that we know, what do we need to do? A lot of people are afraid of their numbers, but it's important to get those numbers so you can make some type of change.
Well, you know, I think. And I'm just thinking because I'm not a professional in that field, but I think it's more than them not wanting to. I think they don't know how to. I think it's, yes, again, going back to addiction, which is something I do know a little bit about. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't know how to. Your brain is telling you that this is okay. This is what I need for satisfaction. You know, if I don't get my donuts, if I don't get whatever it is, you know, I know for me, and I call myself somewhat of a healthy eater. Mm-hmm. You know, my wife likes to keep a little candy dish by the front door. I have a hard time walking by that candy dish without sticking my hand in it. And I'm not a sweet person. You know, that's not what I do. But something triggers, grab that piece of chocolate or whatever it is. So I think it is deeper than just not knowing what to do or not wanting. I think it's something that needs therapy.
Mm.
It's something that needs the same work that any other situation would need. So we have to look beyond, you know, what we eat, how we exercise, and what else is available to us.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think it's a lot about intentionality, mm-hmm, being very intentional about what you want to do. And like you said, a lot of people don't know where even to start. We have a lot of information that's fed to us, and we just don't know where to start. The biggest thing I would say, obviously, is start where you're at. But there's little things you can do, too, like just not eating to be full, controlling those portion sizes, eating things in moderation. You said you mentioned the candy dish at the door. You don't have to put your hand in it every single day. But if it's like once or twice a week, mm-hmm, that's moderation. So I agree with you. A lot of people don't exactly know what to do, mm-hmm, and it is a shift. It has to be a shift in your habits and what you want to do.
Well, we know the results. We know that when it comes to kidney disease, cardiovascular disease, you know, liver disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, we know we're at the top.
Yes.
If we were getting graded, you know, we'd get A pluses.
Yes, we would.
having all of those issues. But there's some professionals, you know, in the industry who feel and I've always told people, you know, losing weight is easy. Just take in less calories and burn more. That sounds simple. But again, getting back to that, the way the brain works and that those things that are triggering the habits. It has to go deeper than that. And there are some professionals that believe that there should be less emphasis placed on that short-term absolute weight loss of individuals, things like willpower, eating less, moving more, and they should focus more on the overall health and well-being and access to the multiple interventions that are now available, like nutritional therapy, you know, along with the physical activity and psychological interventions and pharmacotherapy interventions as well. So do you get into any of those things, or do you have a relationship or resources with people who can help you tie all that together?
Absolutely, I do. And it's funny you mentioned that, because I just spoke with someone the other day. We are going to collaborate together. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She's also a woman of color, and she is, her name is Jasmine, and she is focusing on nutrition, but the point of like your gut health, talking about how the inflammation in your gut has that effect on your health or your weight loss journey or whatever it is. So she specializes in more like digestive issues, but a lot of problems come from our digestive system when it comes to losing weight and absorbing the nutrients that we need to do and things like that. So I am going to start collaborating with her to have that as a resource as well. But I do have other like friends and family that I'm looking to collaborate with as well. So people can get maybe the light, like you said, the mental health aspect of it, because I'm not a mental health professional.
Exactly.
But just other things that can help women, help men get to where they want to go when it comes to that area.
Yeah, I think what I get from some of the things that we're talking about and some of the things that I've read is that this needs to be, the approach needs to be vast and multifaceted.
Yes.
It's not just, okay, I'm going to the gym now. It's not just I'm walking every morning. Those are all great things. We want to make those part of our daily routine. But unless we get some assistance from the mental side of it, find out why that brain is triggering those behaviors, you know, to go along with physical exercise. And I tell people, no matter what your condition is or you're trying to solve, the first place to start is with your primary physician, because your doctor is going to lead you to all those people and all those resources, if they're a good doctor. They're going to lead you to all those resources. They're not just pushing you through and getting you out of the room. They're going to tell you about where you can go and how you can build that team around you, so you're not just working out your body, you're also working out your mind, and you're also, you know, looking at all your medical history of your family and all the things that, because you know, that you need to know to do that with. So it's a tough issue. It's one that I'm glad we're talking about.
Absolutely.
Because I personally, you know, if you get mad at Reverend Gerald, you just get mad at Reverend Gerald. But you know, I have a daughter who's, she's 41 now, you know, and she's not obese, but she's a little heavier than she needs to be, you know. And I realized that she grew up in that fast food generation, I'll call it, and, you know, eating a lot of that processed stuff and not, you know, just not taking care of herself.
Yeah.
You know, and contrary to that, I have a younger sister who's a professional bodybuilder who you know, but it the spectrum is there. And I'm glad that there are people like you to, you know, to help people get started and start moving in the right direction.
Yeah.
So when you talk about taking care of yourself and, you know, let's get back to the basics of where we start.
Yes. So starting, of course, start where you're at. But there are some beginner's basics that I've actually put in my first book. Mm-hmm. It's called I Am Well and Fit. And it breaks it down to movements that you can do when you get into the gym, or even if you're at home. A lot of the exercises you can do at home. So just starting with those major muscles like squatting, lunging, even doing push-ups, bicep curls, just working out arms and legs, and then obviously, you know, doing your core too, because so much strength comes from your core.
Mm-hmm.
But just taking things and making them simple. Don't make it complicated. Even if you can't get into the gym, when you walk, walking has the same benefits as running. You just have to do it for a longer period of time.
Mm-hmm.
So start off walking if that's where you need to start off. I don't want people getting caught up in social media and watching these crazy, you know, demos of videos. Start where you're at if that's walking, then that's fine. If it's running, then that's fine too. But take it back to the basics, starting out on your health and fitness journey, for sure.
Yeah, the walking is, you know, as I've gotten older, I used to jog. Now walking, we try to, you know, get in 3.5-4 miles. You know, we walk for a good solid hour at a good pace, you know, and try to make that a part of our daily thing. So, and pretty much everybody can start there. And,
yes.
and most of the things that I've read for beginners is 30 minutes, 20 minutes. Just take 20 minutes every day. Go for a little walk if it's walking the dog, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to continue to talk about health and wellness with Dominique Thomas when we come forward here on KVLA Talk 1580.
Disagree without disrespect.
Make your point and keep it pushing.
Let's do this. Listen and learn or talk and teach. Talking and listening around the clock.
Around the clock.
Around the clock. KVLA Talk 1580.
I'm Esther Dillard, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. The first ever tropical storm watch is posted for Southern California after Hurricane Hillary strengthened in the Pacific. Hillary remains a powerful Category 4 storm, packing top winds of 145 miles per hour as it moves to the northwest. A federal judge is denying former President Donald Trump's request to put off a civil trial in E. Jean Carroll's defamation lawsuit against him, keeping the trial set for January. While Trump denies writer Carroll's accusations of raping her in a Manhattan department store in the 90s, a jury did find him liable for sexual battery earlier this year. And in the Big Apple, school bus drivers throughout the city could be on strike as the start of the school year approaches. New York's school bus drivers union contract expired back in June, and an agreement has yet to be reached. And that's the latest. I'm Esther Dillard from the Black Information Network and BINnews.com.
Need an accident attorney by your side? All you got to do is call the accident guys.
Injured in a car accident or at work? Call the accident guys to speak with a real expert attorney for a free consultation.
KBLA Talk 1580 is dedicated to empowering our communities by providing progressive talk radio for our audience. We strive to be an intersectional voice for the voiceless. As a Black-owned and operated station, we are committed to highlighting diverse perspectives and creating safe spaces for meaningful dialogue. We believe that everyone has something unique to bring to these political, economic, social, and cultural conversations. And we don't shy away from the hard conversations about current events. We endeavor to be a beacon of hope and understanding while boldly challenging listeners to think more deeply about difficult topics that impact us all. With this in mind, our mission statement at KBLA Talk 1580 is simple: to create an inclusive platform that promotes civil discourse through honest dialogue and encourages personal growth among our listeners so they can become the active agents of change. Our vision is to establish ourselves as the premier radio network with relevant programming across the beloved community, connecting people through shared experiences and collective power for lasting impact beyond these challenging times. KBLA Talk 1580. We've got a lot to talk about.
Maisha Cairo here with a quick recap from my time at JP Morgan Chase's Advancing Black Wealth Tour. There were speakers Ian Dunlap, Damon John, Lynn Richardson, MC Light, Don Kennedy, to name a few. Take a listen to what Justin Grant, Community Development Lead at Chase's Advancing Black Pathway, let's see what he had to say.
So I'm Justin Grant. I lead community development and national partnerships for JP Morgan Chase's Advancing Black Pathway strategy. And so we're focused on strengthening the economic foundation of black communities, and we're making targeted investments in programs like the Advancing Black Wealth Tour to help us get our tools and resources out to the community to drive sustained impact over time.
So when it comes to black and brown people, it sounds like Chase is making it their personal responsibility not only to facilitate these events, but to educate and provide resources. So, Mr. Grant, I have to ask, what does wealth building look like for the individual?
It's home ownership. It's having that freedom to be able to start your own business and create jobs in your community. And it's having that long-term plan towards retirement. Having that vision for what you want your life to be, and you have the resources to actually live it.
I'm Aisha Cairo. Thanks for sticking around. That was my recap from Chase's Advancing Black Wealth Tour. First stop was here in LA, and they're taking it national.
All I need is one mic. One mic.
With a KBLA Talk 1580 editorial, I'm Tavis Smiley.
As black folk, we know how to face tragedy and not fall into despair. And yet sometimes the points of pain are felt so acutely, especially when we know full well that we're being treated unfairly by our so-called justice system that at times appears to be anything but just. After more than 30 years of public service, Mark Willie Thomas is set to be sentenced on Monday, August 21st, for his conviction on bribery and conspiracy in a federal corruption trial. As you well know, Willie Thomas was found not guilty on 12 of the 19 counts the feds brought against him. This is not your typical corruption case. No lavish trips, no victim, no cash in a brown bag or stashed away in a freezer, no illegal contributions from a wealthy donor, no money received by the accused, no use of taxpayer dollars. There is therefore no need to incarcerate Ridley Thomas to protect the community. Indeed, the probation department has recommended a mere 18-month sentence. But the feds, they want MRT to serve 6 years. 6 years. How is that fair? This happens far too often to defendants who just happen to look a lot like you and me. First, they target you. Then they overcharge you. Then they fight to keep certain folk off the jury. Then they spend millions of your tax dollars prosecuting a victimless $100,000 criminal allegation. Then, typically, they win. And why shouldn't they? In reality, no case of the United States government against you is really a fair trial, if you feel me. Then, after they win, they ask for a sentence of more than three times what the probation department is recommending. Again, I ask, how is that fair? I read the federal government's summary document regarding the sentencing of MRT, and the charged language they use is both revealing and despicable. You can clearly see their disdain for the constituent community, for the black clergy who have stood with MRT, and mostly for MRT, daring to exercise his constitutional right to even go to trial to defend himself. The feds demanding a 6-year sentence in this case is their way of punishing an uppity Negro who dared to fight back. Let's hope that the judge in this case sees through this racist masquerade and delivers a sentence of time commensurate with the crime, even as MRT appeals this verdict. There are no good times to be black in America, and sometimes are worse than others. For KBLA Talk 1580, I'm Tavis Smiley. We welcome your comments.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. And we're here this morning with wellness coach, certified wellness coach and author Dominique Thomas. And we're talking about living a healthy lifestyle and how to sustain and maintain it. And we're going to get back into this conversation. But before we do, there's a couple of things I want to do. Number one, I want to remind everybody that Urban Family Focus is presented by the Los Angeles Urban League. And the Los Angeles Urban League for over 100 years have been educating and empowering African Americans and other minorities to secure economic self-reliance and civil rights by providing targeted social programs and advocating for issues that benefit our community. To find out more about the Urban League, you can log on to laul.org or you can find them on Facebook and Twitter at LA Urban League. Secondly, as I listened to Tavis's dissertation on Mark Willie Thomas, at the end, he said he welcomes comments. And my comment is this. Every black male or female that have stood up in this country for its community and the improvement and fair treatment of its community has been shot down, either literally or figuratively, every single one of them. Now, now that I got that off my chest, let's get back to our conversation on being healthy. And I know you've had a lot of experience in this area, and I've learned in my practices that people learn more by example or by storytelling than
any other means, if you can like give them a visual of how it really happens. So in your history, give us a visual of somebody that you've worked with and how you took them from point where they were to where they wanted to be, something you would consider to be a success story.
Yes. So one in particular comes to mind. But before even that, I make it a point to live the lifestyle myself. Mm-hmm. So I'm not a trainer that's like just selling you stuff and making you feel like, you know, I'm the only one that does it. So my goal is to move, encourage, and inspire. Inspire means I'm doing it myself too. So one client in particular, she came to me. I've been working with her for a couple of years. She wanted, you know, the bodybuilder look and everything like that. She just had her son. And she was even like afraid to like run on treadmills and all these types of things. But through the years and through the practices that we've done, even now I coached her through her pregnancy. It has been a blessing to my life as well. Just taking her from being afraid to do the things that she didn't want to do before, to now being intentional about it, to making wellness a part of her lifestyle. So we did focus very heavily on the physical, but it was important for me to make her realize that it's not just a short-term thing. Mm-hmm. It's a long-term thing because she wanted her results. Of course, we all want our results, but for me, it was like turning this into a lifestyle. So that's always my goal, turning it into a lifestyle. So I would say from starting, it was very limited. She wanted these certain things, and now it's a lifestyle that has turned into, even through her pregnancy, even spilling over into her children.
So it's just a matter of you know, you change your mind first, and then you change, you know, what your vision of yourself. You change what you say mm-hmm. about yourself, and then you put some new habits in line.
Yeah.
And it's like any other treatment or any other therapy. Once you've started, it's not just until there's no more symptoms. You mm-hmm. started as a new lifestyle, something yeah. that you're going to continue for the remainder of your life. What about this issue that we talked about earlier, you know, the experience where somebody came to you and they were in an extreme situation from an obesity standpoint or whatever. And, you know, how do we move that person to a point where now they're making the lifestyle changes necessary to, you know, mediate some of those things that obesity can cause?
Let me tell you, it's not easy.
Okay. All right.
It's definitely not easy, but it's a slow process. Mm-hmm. So my business, I do like a 3-month agreement with the clients that I have.
Mm-hmm.
And even in that 3 months, you might not get to your ultimate goal of wherever you want to be at.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a slow process, but it's a process. If you lean into it, you'll be able to see the results that you want. So we've already talked about the mindset, but it's very, it's being intentional about the physical as well. When I'm not with you,
mm-hmm.
I'm only training you maybe 2 or 3 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do when you're not with me?
Mm-hmm.
So that has to be intentional for the physical, for the nutrition, all the things as well. So it's slow, but it's gradual. If you're doing the things that you do, you're definitely going to see the results in regards to, you know, being obese, mm-hmm. overweight. You have to take a realistic approach to it. We set realistic goals, and whatever works for you, that's the path that we go on.
Mm-hmm. And we spoke earlier about how, you know, there are a lot of things that, you know, therapies and things that you can get to find out why am I craving these things,
mm-hmm.
and what do I need to do to move beyond that. Whatever it is within me that's triggering the craving, it could mm-hmm. be some traumatic experience,
yes.
from a childhood, you know, that causes you to. I've had counseling sessions with people who've told me, you know, mm-hmm. I gained my weight because I was, you know, mistreated as a child, and I figured if I, you know, got to be this size, nobody would desire me in that mm-hmm. way, and I wouldn't have to have that experience again. You know, so it can run deep, as mm-hmm. they say, is why people do what they do. But then there's always the basics.
Yeah.
You know, and everything begins with what we put in our body. You know, my
yeah.
philosophy is if something's wrong with the body, it's because we put too much of the wrong thing or not enough of the right thing
yes.
in it. So what do you tell people from a basic nutrition standpoint, and particularly people are so busy and moving around so much today?
So there's a saying that we have as personal trainers is you can't out-exercise a bad diet.
Mm-hmm.
You absolutely cannot. So it's very much nutrition basics. I kind of mentioned them earlier about not eating to mm-hmm. your full, controlling your portion sizes, and then also everything in moderation. But you also want to go ahead, if you're a busy adult, you want to look at what you're eating. I call it meal planning versus meal prepping. Mm-hmm. So meal prepping, it's like you're on a Sunday afternoon or whatever, you're planning out, you're cooking all your meals for that week. For me, meal planning is, hey, I woke up this morning, I'm gonna have this for breakfast, this for lunch, this for dinner, and I'm not changing on that. Whether you write it down or you have it in your brain mentally. Like if I know I'm gonna have a busy day, my go-to is usually like a parfait, a yogurt, or like a smoothie bowl. And then for lunch, I'll have like a salad with some type of protein, maybe some shrimp or, you know, whatever. And then at dinner, for dinner, I usually try to control my portion sizes because I do cook what the kids like to. So I control my portion sizes. So I'm already starting out and planning what I already want to eat because not a lot of people are good at meal prepping. But if you're a busy adult, those are things you need to think about, and think about those snacks and think about your water intake, because if not, you're going to grab whatever is available to you, and it's usually not a good thing.
Well, your experience as a personal trainer, I know you mentioned breakfast, lunch, and dinner. There are some people, I mentioned I had a sister who's a professional bodybuilder, natural bodybuilder. So she was real big on the nutrition thing. She didn't believe in breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Mm-hmm. She believed in eating small bites all day long. Mm-hmm. You know, that was the way she did it, and it worked for her. So, and there are some people that, trains of thought, I should say, that you're supposed to eat when you're hungry, you know, not necessarily the breakfast, lunch, and dinner is kind of like that four basic food group thing. It's something that was established to stimulate the economy. Is there flexibility in your program for people, and you find out what's actually right for them, or is it, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Absolutely. So nutrition is not one size fits all. Mm-hmm. We cannot all be on the same program because our bodies all function differently. For the tips that I gave, kind of like general population.
Right.
But absolutely, I'm a big believer in not eating unless I am hungry, because then you would tend to overeat and get those extra calories, you know, that you don't want. And then the interesting thing is with people, you know, find hard to believe is you have to eat to lose weight. You have to keep your metabolism going throughout the day. So if you are not eating, your body's going into starvation mode. Mm-hmm. It's going to hold on to all those calories because they don't know where their next meal is coming from. So you are absolutely correct. So it can be the small meals throughout the day. It could be the not eating until you're hungry. But there is a balance for everyone.
Yeah, when you were saying that, it clicked that's why she did that, was because if you continue to eat those small meals a day, it keeps your metabolism going.
You burning.
Yeah, it keeps you moving versus waiting. Because I was one of those people who waited. I ate one meal a day for a long time. For many years. I didn't gain a lot of weight doing it because I was a vegan at the time. I wasn't eating, you know, stuff like that. But I found that it wasn't a good thing to just wait and just eat the one meal a day. Because now when I eat too much. I have this way of, you know, my plate's bulging on every side, you know, when I get ready. So, but we have to find out what's right for us as an individual, because there's no one size that fits all. So we're going to continue and take some calls if somebody would like to ask a question about the subject of health and wellness. 800-920-1580. That's 800-920-1580. Give us a call, and Dominique Thomas will give you the answer that you're looking for on how to get started on that path to physical, mental, and spiritual health.
Healthy life, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith
when we come forward
on KBLA Talk 1580.
Are you looking to steer your career in a new direction? Driving for the Culver City Bus can be your ticket to a long-lasting career with excellent benefits and paid training. Culver City Bus is looking for customer service and safety-minded bus operators to join the growing team. Culver City Bus offers on-the-job paid training, uniform allowance, and health benefits. Culver City Bus are now even putting their money in your pocket with the one-time $2,500 sign-on bonus. Let us connect you with an essential service job. If you enjoy driving, seek real opportunities for career advancement, and passionate about making a difference in your community, then we invite you to join the team. Start your journey by submitting an application at culvercity.org/job. For more information, visit culvercitybus.com or call the live customer service operator at 310-253-6500. Again, 350-253-6500.
Have you heard about Lendistry? Lendistry is a national Black-led small business lender that is headquartered right here in LA. Once you've started your business, Lendistry provides flexible financing options starting at $50,000 to help you access the affordable capital needed to grow. Visit lendistry.com/KBLA to learn more.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
AutoZone is more than a parts store. It's where we help you solve problems like,
sorry I'm late, my battery died.
And,
I need a jump, again.
At America's number one battery destination, you can find the right battery at the right price with options starting at only $89.99. And we offer free battery testing and charging whenever you need it. Get the parts and help you need to get the job done right at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Derek Jeter as the pinch hitter for your baseball team.
Jeter, you're in. We need a home run.
I'll give it a try. I've swung a bat once or twice.
That's out of here.
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
We're not for everybody, but we're for everybody. You're listening to KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. And we've been talking about being fit, being healthy. And we've been having a conversation with Dominique Thomas, who is a motivational speaker in the area. And she is also the owner of Well and Fit Coaching, LLC. And we were just, you know, talking a little bit about how there's a lot of elements that go into why. You know, earlier we talked about, you know, Black folk and how we're at the top of the of some list that we don't want to be at the top of when it comes to physical issues that we have, and needless to say, all the trauma we faced in this country that contributes to our mental issues as well as addiction issues and all the other stuff that we fight. And in spite of all that, everybody still wants to be like us. You know, we're still the one they're shooting at all the time. So,
right.
You know, so we do, you know, we're strong, we're tough, we move through a lot, and we continue to move through a lot. But when we talk about getting healthy and staying healthy, our environment has a lot to do with that. You know, when I say environment, I mean, you know, where we are financially, you know, the lifestyle that we have, you know, and the things that we have to deal with on a daily basis, because food becomes a pacifier. Mm-hmm. You know, we can't have what we're supposed to have. We're deprived of some of the things that we should have, but we can get some barbecue. We can get, you know, we can get to the food stuff. We can get, you know, we can do those things, and that does not necessarily help us overcome some of the things. So talk to me a little bit about how our environment plays a role in what you do and how you help people move through that.
Yeah. So it's not new news out there that, you know, African Americans, we live on average in a lower socioeconomic status than most of other races out there. So it's that access that we don't have to the foods that we need, nutrient-dense foods. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we live in food deserts where, if you're not familiar with it, that's where there's just lines and lines of fast food restaurants down your local street or, you know, wherever you get that from. And normally that food is inexpensive. So that's where we tend to go. That food is very processed and, you know, it has a lot of negative effects on your body. So having that access to healthy foods and fresh quality stuff is what that we need in our community as well. So your environment takes a huge role, but also when it comes to your environment, just things that you don't normally think about, like the noise or the violence or, you know, just being Black in America. It's not like we're walking around every day and we're like, I'm black. It's not that. It's just that constant in the back of your mind. If someone looks at you a certain way, those are all stressors, and it releases cortisol in your body, and that sweeps over your body, which is a stress hormone. So just imagine having that wash over your body all day long, and then you're not eating well, you're not sleeping well, you're not doing all of those things. So it's all going to affect your health at some point.
You know, I like the way you put that about those stressors and the cortisol, the things that in that, for me, is the root of what we're talking about, mm-hmm. you know, and understanding that and getting some insight and some help in that area, understanding that what you're dealing with is something that you don't know about. It. Mm-hmm. It's I'm doing what makes me feel good. And if you think about it, everybody, you're going to entertain somebody, what are you going to do? You're going to feed them. Mm-hmm. You're going to give them drink.
This is true. You know,
that's what we do. That gives us as people. No matter where we are, the most pleasure is a good meal, dining. So mm-hmm. it's a positive thing. It's a wonderful thing. Mm-hmm. But it needs to be understood a little better when that wonderful thing, just like that one drink after work turns into a bottle after work, mm-hmm. we do the same thing with our food. You know, so that's one of the things. And that starts with that emotional health. And I'm glad that you positioned it the way you did. And the other thing you mentioned, which is a big trigger for me, is the sleep issue. Mm-hmm. How does sleep impact our overall well-being from a physical and emotional standpoint?
So when you sleep, so much happens in your body. Your body restores itself. It heals itself when it sleeps. I'm huge on sleep. Like mm-hmm. I'm going to get in my 7-8 hours.
Really?
I'm going to do it. But even when it comes to things like weight loss, if you're not getting enough sleep, your body's also not going to translate it into losing weight either. Mm-hmm. So there's so much stressors that we have during that, you know, during the day-to-day things, that you have to prioritize your sleep as well. Else it's not all going to happen. That's why I take the overall wellness approach, mm-hmm. because it's all connected. It's all related.
Okay. You're my coach. I come to you. Dominique, I'm having a hard time sleeping. You know, I wake up in the middle of the night 2 or 3 times. I've been to the doctor. All he did was want to give me some sleeping pills. I decided I don't want to take a pill every night to go to sleep. You know, what do you tell me?
What I've had suggested in the past, mm-hmm. is, what are you doing before you go to sleep? Mm. That's always usually whatever it is before you go to sleep is causing you not to sleep well at night. Mm-hmm. So it could be starting, you know, I said I have a wellness routine in the morning, and then I also have one at night too. So it's having those routines in place that trigger your mind to say, okay, I'm calming down, I'm coming down. And then there's also natural things. There's like melatonin, there's, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. the lavender scents and stuff like that,
right.
That'll help you come on down. But I mean, we're always staring at our phones. We're sleeping with the TV on. We have noise, you know, whatever it sounds like. You have to be have some type of routine in place to signal your brain, mm-hmm. to actually go to sleep, mm-hmm. because a lot of people do not have that in place.
Gotcha.
And you'll find you probably sleep, you know, better through the evening, but you know, set that in place, and then also exercise. Mm-hmm. I know no one wants to hear it, but exercise,
right.
helps you sleep better.
So you should exercise late at night, or just exercise throughout the day, or how do you know, is there a certain time that the exercise should stop before you prepare to go to sleep?
Now, that's interesting that you said that, because after you exercise, you have to give energy to get energy. So you're going to have energy after you work out. Mm-hmm. Whether you're choosing to do it at nighttime or you're choosing to do it in the morning, just be consistent, I would say, with it, whatever it is. So the recommended daily value for adults is 5 days a week for at least 30 minutes.
Okay.
Okay. Whether you choose to do day or night, that's up to you.
Okay. We only got a couple of minutes, about a minute and a half left. So I want you to make sure that people know how to find you, some of the programs you have coming up that you might want to tell somebody about, mm-hmm. but how they can connect with you in order to get some help with their mental, physical, and spiritual well-being.
Yes, so I'm at Well and Fit Coaching for everything on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. I'm at Well and Fit Coaching, spell out the and. And then you can also visit my website. That is IamWellAndFit.com. And then if you're looking for some activewear, you can go online too. That is WFActivewearShop.com. Coming up, I am accepting new clients right now. You can definitely message me and we can go ahead and get that started. And then also I'm working on some programs that people will be able to access online and just do it self-guided.
Got you. Well, I'm glad that you came in and spent some time with us this morning. You know, the health and wellness thing is something I can talk about every day, all day, because I've had some of the same issues that everybody else has, the sleeping issue, all that stuff I've had to go through and make some adjustments in my life. And I like what you said about what you do before you go to sleep, because I had to change that too and start saying my prayers again. Thank you for being with us, Dominique.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Reverend Gerald. Have a blessed Saturday.